Drink it in for the last time. Mm. Folks, the time is 6:10 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio. It's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you'd like to call in and join today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. Do you like to spell me too? 472-K-O-O-P.
Whoa.
Toll free, 1-888-917-5667.
For all those people listening on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
That's right. The opinions expressed on this show are only the opinions of the person that said it. Boom, ladies and gentlemen, this is the very last Mascot Wedding Show of 2K9.
Yes, clap it up.
I still say 2K, I always will.
I know, that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
2K87 is the year I'm open to live tour.
So we closed the last show of 2K9 with some of the best songs of 2K everything. Mac, tell us what we heard.
We heard off of supposedly the best album of the decade, according to some people. Take It or Leave It by The Strokes off of... Is this it?
Yes, and starting us off from not at all in this century, Minutemen from their three-way tie for last album, The Red and the Black, covering Blue Oyster Cult. Still a lot of fun, though. How are you, Mac?
I'm doing good. Just got back into town today. Is that a song?
I think it's Maggie May.
Just gonna murder some people. Is that right?
You're close. You're very, very close.
I'm doing okay. It's post-Christmas, day after Christmas.
Yeah,
it's weird that this is like the last day of the year. Or the last show of the year, excuse me. Just because I still feel like I'm like in that post-Christmas haze.
Yeah, these days don't really feel like days. And that's always sort of throws me. I mean, I didn't even realize today was Saturday.
I know. I got excited for a second because... where was I? Oh, I was with my little sister at Academy returning some pants.
How is that funny to me?
And not me. I was... She needed some or something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, what's today? Is it Sunday? I'm like, no, Saturday. I'm like, dang it, I knew that. And I got sad because I was hoping for some football.
Well, you can still get some football. It'd just be North Carolina and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but I was hoping for some National Football League.
I really wish I hadn't chubbed my bowl pick'ems, or else I would be watching this game bowl.
Bowl pick'em sounds like something gross to eat. How are you, David Hotter?
I'm awesome. I'm doing really great. Also in the post-Christmas haze.
Oh, dude.
Yeah?
No, I just realized something.
What?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, okay.
It's about you.
What? All right, fine.
And the amount of growth rings if I cut you open.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, let's just focus on Christmas first. It was a very good time. Got to go down to H-Stead, spend some time with the family.
Wait, what's H-Stead? People may not know that.
Hempstead.
Okay.
They know it, these loyal listeners to the show.
Do they?
I am wearing my socks, my Christmas socks. Very comfortable, very nice.
Yeah.
I enjoy... It really is like... It's no longer Christmas to me. It's sock day.
Also, you're wearing a Bucky's shirt, which I feel if anyone is a fan of awesomeness... The fact that if you could picture David wearing a Bucky shirt, that should only enhance your enjoyment of the show.
Yeah, and picture me like dancing around like somebody just answered my riddles. I love sock day. Sock day is the best day of the year. I look forward to it. Like, because, you know, when I was younger, it just used to be a joke. It was like, oh, I wonder if this is that car I wanted. Socks! Ah!
Yeah.
But now, like, as I get older, I want those socks. Like, I actually plan laundry cycles around getting these socks. Like, today... Tuesday, I was down to my last pair of socks, and I said, you know what? Let it ride. Because Thursday night, I'm going to be taking a trip to Sock City, USA, and I'm going to be a proud citizen, population comfort.
You know, I got mad at myself because I was like, ah, dang it. Because my parents, they're like, oh, what can we get you for Christmas? And I got mad at myself for not asking for socks.
Really?
Because I'm running out of socks.
I know. I got so many socks. It's the best.
So many socks.
And how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was mostly good. My brother Calvin.
Oh,
I gave him his present, and he didn't really say anything. And then he gave me something kind of weird. It was like this weird version of a movie. I don't know. I'll talk more about that next show.
Okay.
But it was okay. It was all right. Yeah, no, it was good. Most of the family, great Christmas.
Yeah.
Brother Calvin always makes everything a little weird, but...
He's
I think we all got one of those in our family.
He's a weird cat. If I may be Dennis Miller for a minute.
Here's a weird cat. He got me something that I was not a fan of. Mm-hmm. He got me a gift certificate for a sensual massage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
It got quiet for a moment around the tree.
Are you going to use it?
No.
You're not going to?
No, I'm not. Man, would you like it, David?
I would love it.
All right.
Can I get FR?
I don't know what that means.
Weird saying it.
You can talk to Calvin about that.
Speaking of...
Calvin Blake, what up?
Speaking of weird presents, if I may bring it up, did you watch that movie I got you?
I did not watch it. So I'm a bit of a Christmas traditionalist.
Uh-huh.
And that's not to say that I like... I was like, oh, I want a real tree and a blah, blah, blah. No, by the way, fake trees all the way. So much better.
Oh, yeah. You can take it apart and put it next to your hockey.
But David and I exchanged presents a couple... Like earlier, like I think Sunday... Was it Monday?
Tuesday.
All right, so Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, David, you can't we didn't open them right then.
No.
Like, I think most people you exchange gifts, you just open them right then, mm-hmm. even if it's before Christmas. But I was like, I'm going to put these under the tree, and you can't open yours until Christmas either. Like, I don't know why, but I'm a stickler for that.
Yeah.
And even if he did, there's no way that, you know... It's like, hey, David, you open presents? Yeah, just open them.
I'm not going to call you up.
As soon as I left. You know, I can't stop him, obviously. Yeah.
Guess what I just did?
But, David gave me this thing, and I could tell it was a DVD.
Yes.
Because it's DVD shaped. And then I opened it up, and I go, of course. Which is weird. I don't know, not of course, but I was like, nice. And it was The Room.
Yeah.
The Tommy Wiseau.
Epic classic.
Yeah, which I haven't watched yet.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I'm really looking forward to it.
You know what's funny is once I sort of got used to our system of Christmas and I knew that you actually put them under the tree and open it up in front of your family, I kind of started to do this for your family. Like,
they all asked it. They go, what is that? And I go, it's this movie is bad on purpose.
Because last year I was pleased at myself at the presentation of your gift.
Yes. No, actually one of my sisters was talking about it this year, because last year it's this like weird shape. It was like really flat and square. Mm-hmm. And it's open up, and it's a Cats and Hats calendar.
Yes.
And I was like, it's kind of a weird gift. Plus, it's opened. Something is up, methinks. And sure enough, I opened it up, and there was some Spurs tickets taped inside. Yeah. And we've already talked previously about that Spurs game on the show, so have fun digging around the archives for that.
Yeah, but I mean, my ultimate goal, I was hoping you had watched that movie with your family, because there's a lot of... nudity in that movie. That's some graphic nudity.
No, Lord, I'm not that big of an idiot. Like, my sister was like, let's go watch a movie. And I was like, I don't think any movies given today were appropriate.
What else did you get?
Oh, no, actually, I gave her like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia thing.
Oh, nice.
Which I don't think my parents want to see.
No, I don't think
so. But I did give my dad Star Trek, and I was kind of like, can we pop that in right now, Dad? He was like, well, how is this a gift for me and not a gift for you? And I was like, I don't know. Can we watch it? But true facts, older sister gave me a bottle of Jaeger.
Nice.
I know.
Atta way to be.
She looked deep within my soul and knew what I wanted.
Can I tell you something? In the interest of full disclosure, I don't know if my family's cool with me saying this, but I'll say it, whatever. They can't touch me. I'm in Austin now. This was the first Christmas I remember where none of us, not a single member of the family, had a drop of alcohol.
Hey, all right.
That is bizarre. And it wasn't like, I mean, we weren't all just like drying out. It just kind of slipped our minds. And I'm kind of proud of that.
Drying out. I like it. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll come back in some more hot talk.
Do you want to play something?
Why don't you play something queued up?
Okay, sure.
Why don't you... Blah. Dang it. Can't talk. Nothing has changed.
Let's get it all out before 2010. I will play one of my favorite records of the year from the Black Hollies, from their Softly Towards the Light album. This is Look What You've Done, More Mascot Wedding Show, CD1? CD1. After this. Every time you're around, every time you're around. I got you on mic.
Oh, no, you jerk.
Yeah. Sometimes I think the show is just for us. Is that a weird thought?
No, all the times it's just for us.
Yeah, you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name's David.
My name is Mac. Anytime you want to call in, which you won't. See, there you go. If this show was for other people, they'd call us in right now.
Yeah.
They'd call us in right now. They'd call in right now and talk to us.
You remember years ago when we first applied for the show and we were like, it's a community show. We just want to hear from people. Just fart around. Have fun with them. No, nobody calls in because they're so busy with their families.
It always makes me think that it's because I'm too mean to some callers. But I think it's because I'm not mean enough.
I think it's kind of endearing.
Because the people that call in and get mean at.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Here we go. How about this? Good Christmas, bad Christmas. React. 472-5667.
472. Okay. OOP.
We just heard Black Hollies from the Softly Toward the Light album. Why do I put it all the way over here? Look what you've done. Great stuff. It sounds old, but it's not.
I didn't know that was the name of the, I forgot that was the name of the song for a second. I thought you were just accusing me of doing something. Look what you've done, you little jerk.
As I am wont to do, because you're at the French called Les Incompetents.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
So, if you missed the beginning of the show, the Mascot Wedding Show, by the way. You know how we're Best of Austin 2K9?
I do know that.
That's going to disappear in like 5 days.
I know it is.
No more getting respect around the station.
Yeah, see, here's what I wish they had done. I wish it had been like Miss America because they hold the pageant in August of like 09. But when you win, you're Miss America 2010.
But we were a critics pick, so.
Yeah, so it's all just, we're selling a bill of goods to a lot of people.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
My name is Philip.
Philip, what's going on?
Nothing. I just started listening to you guys like 3 weeks ago and really like your conversations and the music.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Oh, thank you, Philip.
And like, you guys have like the nicest voices ever.
And, you are too kind to say that,
Philip. Are you going to borrow money from us? Is that what's coming next?
Oh no, I have enough money. Oh. I work overnight.
Oh, Philip. All right. Good person to know.
I just got promoted. I don't need any money.
Oh, now you're showing off. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Christmas, Philip?
Kind of. I was with my father and just the two of us.
Did you guys go shooting guns?
Oh, cool. I'm listening right now. I am on the air.
Yeah, you sure are. Now turn that down.
Oh, that's cool.
What'd you do with your old dad? Did you go tomcatting?
We actually went to go see Sherlock Holmes, but it was all sold out at the Ritz.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Like, we got there, all sold out, all showtime.
So did you go to another, did you go see, did you hear about the Morgans?
No, we went to go see Up in the Air and Sherlock Holmes at a Cinemark.
Oh, double feature.
Up in the Air is highly recommended. Really good movie.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and Sherlock Holmes, very entertaining, you know, kind of Hollywood, but thumbs up. Probably B minus, you know.
Man, oh, you're like Owen Lieberman here.
Philip at the aisle. Dishing out the reviews. Well, anything else we could do for you, Philip?
My father is a movie buff, and I was just raised on movies.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your Christmas, your Christmas at the movies.
Yeah.
Anything else for you, Philip?
No, I can't believe I'm on the air, and you guys are badass.
Oh, thanks.
That on there.
Philip, you're a Christmas miracle. All right, well, take it easy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that, folks.
That was nice. That was a present, like, from the fans. From Mascot Nation.
Mascot Nation.
We start calling him that?
Mascot Nation.
Yeah.
No. Mascot City is the farthest we could ever go.
That sounds dumb.
But Philip, you know, Philip reminded me of something. I was on CNN.com earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Because I've like been away, I wouldn't say I've been completely like disconnected.
Off the grid a little bit.
A little bit off the grid. And so on the entertainment section, it's like, Sherlockians agree. New movie, good. Or something like that. I was like, Sherlockians? I guess that, okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're getting at, but I've never heard that before. So I come from a little town in Texas called San Antonio. Actually, David, you do it better.
San Antonio.
I love you. And so I went there for Christmas break. If you will, Christmas break, if you will. And so when I was driving down there, I passed a landmark. Because the road between San Antonio and Austin, it's not a bad drive. And there are some wonderments in between here and there. And the biggest one is, of course, the Snake Farm. I believe it. It's like it's closer to San Antonio than it is Austin. I want to say it's a little bit south of San Marcos. I don't really remember.
No, you're right. Yeah,
but I've passed it. I mean, I've driven that stretch of road between SA and Austin literally hundreds of times.
Right,
and by hundreds I mean over 200.
Thanks for that.
Because yeah, there you go.
That counts hundreds of times.
And hundreds of times, yeah. Yes. And I've never been in the Snake Farm, but it's oft rumored about.
Yes, it is.
Because the Snake Farm is this like little building. And it sort of sells itself as this like micro zoo,
okay,
focusing on reptiles, but also has pictures of other things too, like a jungle cat and a gorilla. And it's the kind of thing where you drive past it and it says like, you know, come see like a tiger inside, and you pray to God that that's a lie.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, if there is a tiger in that place, it is not living any sort of good life.
In that photo mat.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like circling around.
It's not very big, half scary. But, and then like the Snake Farm. I guess it's just a place with a lot of snakes. Like, how is that appealing?
Yeah.
But I can't believe I've never gone. Just, it's one of the, and this may be my 2K, 2K10, one of my New Year's resolutions, go to the Snake Farm.
Let's do it.
That'd be a good show topic to talk about. And, but it was kind of a site of urban legend, if you will.
Yes, yes, it is.
Because it was rumored to be a house of ill repute.
Oh.
And by that, I mean a hoe house.
You couldn't even throw the other two letters in there, could you?
No. And I don't know why. And it's just, I mean, I can understand. The rumor doesn't really make sense. Like a snake farm, that's a pretty good cover, you know, for a house of prostitution. Yeah. Of course. No, it's not really. Besides the pun you can make out of the name, it's really not. Because they're like, oh man, we want to open up a brothel. Do we say it's like a massage parlor? No, let's say it's a snake farm.
Yeah.
And so for most of the patrons who go to the snake farm, it's nothing but more than a typical looky-loo with some reptiles. But if you say the secret code word when you enter the snake farm, this was supposedly would grant you access to the whore part of it.
The den of iniquity, yes.
Yes. And so, rumor/legend had it that the key phrase was, you ask for a change for a 50.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go in to the snake farm and you go, oh yeah, how many tickets to the snake farm you want? And you go, do you have change for a 50? And the guy's like, Roger.
Follow me.
Go back over here and you can pick out which lady you want. Have sex on top of a snake. Like a literal snake.
Why?
Like the, you know, the constrictor pit.
And then in my mind, that's always funny to me, like, what if somebody, not that this would ever happen, what if somebody legitimately wanted to change for a 50?
Yeah.
And then sort of had somebody hop on them.
Well, then I guess maybe there's an extra part, like, can I change for 50? How do you want that in, prostitutes? Which, God, I hope you wouldn't be getting change back from that.
No. No, you...
For both people's sake.
You want to pay for quality goods.
I would
take this tip from me to you, Mascot City.
I would hope that prostitutes would cost more than that.
Yes, that'll always be the dream.
Yes, if I was to name the actual price of a prostitute, which I don't know, of course, that would be a call to action.
I would be
something you can't do at community radio. Yeah,
not only would I be laughably inaccurate, but I would get suspended because I got.
Well, you just get a warning.
Would I?
Yeah.
All
right. This is co-op. We're nice people. We just want you to do better.
Yeah.
We're not here to punish your ignorance.
Can we make that a game? Let's make that a topic. How much do you think a prostitute? No.
No.
This is the show after Christmas.
This is the show after Christmas. Yeah, but 2K10, the snake farm. You know, it's probably, okay, not probably. It is just like this sort of like small animal micro zoo / petting zoo. But it just looks like real shady.
I wonder how that guy who owns it feels about that. Like, is he furious that this legend is attached to it? Or did he maybe even put the legend out there so people would come?
Kudos to him, though, for opening the snake farm. Because, you know, there's people who be like, hey, Jim, you like snakes, but you got to take it easy.
Yeah.
You're buying way too many snakes. And the guy's like, I'm going to open up my own snake farm. Grow my own snakes.
It's one of those businesses that you just don't know how it keeps going.
Dream realized, Jack.
It's like that weird clock store that might actually be a prostitute house.
Every odd business is probably... A house of ill repute, is that where you're getting at?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the light bulb store and ask for change for a 50. I'm
going to check this out. The light bulb store. I've been in there once.
Really?
Guy was a little bit of a know-it-all to me.
Well, yeah.
I was like, you know what, light bulb store, you better be nice to me.
Would you say the light bulb above his head was constantly on?
Oh, not cool.
I wouldn't say that. Real quick, I want to tell you, I was driving back from Hempstead, and I was passing through the saddest town in America, Giddings, Texas.
Giddings, Texas.
Keep on driving. And I saw a sign for a store, and I didn't get the sign, and I didn't get the... so much that I almost wanted to go in.
Uh-huh.
It was a resale and collectibles boutique called Lavender Cows.
Okay.
I don't get that. That's not even like you. I mean, do you sell lavender cows? Is this an image that is pleasant to you? Like, why those two words together? And why did you think that would be a viable business name?
Well, there's this sort of subgenre of stores, like gift stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of sell... like crap or whatever.
Yeah, but look, I mean, like,
and
Things Remembered is a good name for a store.
Okay.
Because it's Things Remembered. Lavender cows? Like, I'm going to go in there and buy irregular overalls. Like, no. Where'd you get those lavender cows?
Is that what they would sell there? Or would it just be like, you know, Playmobil and Geddes babies photos?
Thomas Kinkade paintings.
Yeah.
Or Tommy Kinkade. It's his brother. Yeah, I don't know. I almost pulled over. But then I was like, no, I don't want to be that guy who goes in for spite. Why start now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm too giggly on today's show.
I am very giggly, but you know what?
I need to calm it down.
I haven't seen you all week, and I don't want to get romantic about it, but...
it's good seeing you. Sorry, yeah,
kind of missed you, buddy.
Well, usually when we come in on Saturday, it's like, oh, here we go.
We're both exhausted and miserable and just want to get it over with.
Let's pretend we like each other for an hour. So, David, as you know, I like comic books.
I know you do.
And one of the things I like doing on the comic book news sites I mm-hmm. check, and yes, there is enough comic book news to generate websites.
Right.
Of course, idiots. And they release the upcoming solicitations for like Marvel and DC.
Right.
And so today I was kind of trying to catch up on some internet stuff. And so they released the DC solicitations for March of this upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like looking at all the comics coming out, and I'm not a big DC comics fan.
Right.
But this is sort of like the, I do sort of like look at the titles and sort of read some of the descriptions. And so I kind of know what's going on. I don't know why it's a strange compulsion.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Where like, I don't want to buy any DC comics or read them, but I do kind of want to know what's going on.
That is the exact amount of comic you would want to read. Yeah. That synopsis. And you're like, I just read Suicide Squad. All right, I'm caught up.
Because comics do have that sort of soap opera aspect to them, where the most important part of the comic is not to tell a story from A to B. It's to keep people buying it.
Right.
Because you're not going to like, because whatever you do to Superman or Batman, Action Comics is going to be published next month.
Mm-hmm.
It may take a month off for some special wacky reason, but it'll be back.
Right.
You know, so it keeps going. And there sort of is that aspect of the story isn't so much important sometimes as like that twist.
Mm-hmm.
And comics are getting away from that.
Right.
There's been a huge influx of talent, I want to say, over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to that guy.
Awesome.
Guy brings it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and some other people. Whatever.
But they know who they are.
DC also sells like products now.
Yes.
And some of the products are like little statues or busts. And so at the very bottom of the solicitations, man, I'm almost winding myself telling this really boring story. Get to the point.
You're having a nerd out.
They had a bust of Christopher Reeve as Superman.
Hang on.
And it wasn't so much a bust. It was sort of like from his mid-thigh up. And then they had a bust.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Oh, it's mid-thigh up. You're that's not... It's weak. You're just... It's like I'm pitching a softball.
Yeah.
And then they also had a little statuette of Linda Carter as Wonder Woman.
There you go.
Which, if you wanted to get a 3D, a very small model of Linda Carter to touch, you now can.
I don't like the way you said that.
But you know what? I looked at this and my brain first went to, where's Clooney as Batman? Like, I really, like, granted, if you look at that, they probably, I mean, like, well, where's anybody? All right, I know they probably actually have some, what's his name? Christian Bale as Batman, uh-huh. But like, they have like the Chris Reeve one. I'm going to call him Chris Reeve.
Chrissy Reeve.
They had Linda Carter. Where's like the Adam West kind of like
that paunchy sort of paunch.
Or you know what? Not even like Michael, but with Michael Keaton or Clooney.
Yeah.
How great would that be if you had like this lovingly crafted. Because actually, you know, DC's direct statues are decent quality.
They're awesome. Yeah, I like
them. They're pretty well sculpted. They're not like, you know, like plastic crap. Mm-hmm. They're made out of whatever.
They're the kind of thing you could put on a shelf.
Yes, a very small shelf next to some comics. By the way, fun fact, Lisa of the Clear Spot is outside ready to do her show, a head on the desk, just looks completely exhausted.
She is either hungover or playing Heads Up 7 Up by herself.
So stay tuned for the Clear Spot.
The plot thins tonight at 7.
But how awesome would that be to get a like a very well made like statue of like West. Of Adam West, or better yet, like Michael Keaton or George Clooney? Like, you know, maybe they've taken off the cowl,
yeah,
and they're just kind of holding it, and then like that, just that Clooney smirk.
It's like their lifetime achievement figure. It's like,
oh, that'd be so great.
I love this idea. Letter writing campaign.
Or Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Oh, that would be something.
The name is Freeze. Learn it. Food is the chilling sound of your doom.
Okay, here, let me ask you this real quick.
Because of the delay, I think...
There she is.
I think Lisa just heard that.
Atta girl. Fun of
her. Yay.
Aww.
Back to sleep.
I want a bottle and sell her.
If you, as long as you bottle her first, I think it's all right.
It's a weird show today.
It's a weird show. Man, I'm pretty sure... We're off the rails.
I am pretty sure
that any two sentences that Arnold Schwarzenegger says in Batman and Robin are hilarious.
Okay, that is one of the few movies I have boycotted for life. I think you know this. That and Pearl Harbor. I will never see those movies. Should I see that movie?
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I like comic books and superheroes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so my parents would be like, oh, you like that stuff. Oh, there's a movie coming out called, you know, on VHS, mm-hmm, and you like this, so we'll get it for you. That happened like a lot. Like I got a lot of like weird Spider-Man stuff in my house, like, right. Which I have just because my parents got it for me because it has Spider-Man on it. Mm. And I'm not gonna lie, I do love Spider-Man.
I know you do.
Guilty as charged. But so I had Batman and Robin on VHS, and I was like cleaning my room one day, and I'm like, I'm just gonna put this on in the background, this VHS tape of Batman and Robin. I don't know why. I was like, maybe it'll be a laugh. I had to turn off because it was like just laying eggs under my skin. Oh, that movie's just so terrible. It's worth it for a laugh, though.
I was about to let me re-ask the question then. Okay.
I'd watch it with you.
Yeah?
Just to get more Schwarzenegger quotables.
I would have to buy a very
the name
nice...
is Freeze. Learn it. What is nice the chilling bottle. Sound of your doom? How good is that?
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Those movies, I mean, like...
Why does he even give it enough time to say that? Just open fire on him.
The original Batman, you know, which... This is crazy. It's like we're living in a bizarro... Oh, man.
Oh.
I was trying to not go with another comic reference.
You're a nerd.
It's like we're living in the negative zone? No. Too comic booky. It's like we're on Earth 2? No, too comic booky. But it's like we're in some bizarro world where they're like, hey, we want to make a Batman movie. We want it to be sort of like realistic and grounded. Let's go to Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Tim Burton,
exactly.
Known for his like gritty movie. What? Yeah, but it worked. That was the first one, which, look, I'm not actually too big of a fan of. When I look back on it, it was just like, I just see that.
That's a dopey movie if you watch it now.
It's pretty dopey.
Yeah. Yeah, he's no Michael Mann, or this sort of gritty on the streets view.
Oh, Michael Mann's Batman. You've been reading my dream diary, David.
Letter writing campaign.
I feel like you got that, though. I feel like Dark Knight sort of is Michael Mannish.
Totally. Absolutely.
But anyway. But then those movies completely devolve into like, this is a movie version of the Adam West Batman. Mm-hmm. It totally is like, kill the heroes. Yeah. Like something like that.
It's like, we want to make a movie, but also a Carnival Funhouse ride. Can we do that?
Yeah. Joel Schumacher. There's a special level of hell reserved for you. It's called Mackie Town. Because I'll run it.
Oh.
I'll punish my enemies in the afterlife.
You're going to be in hell?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I got to do what I got to do.
I guess.
You going to be there too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll be kicking it.
If people want to visit me in hell, I'll meet you at the Statue of the Clown.
And I'll be at Aruba.
As my friend Henry would like to say. You go to the Statue of the Clown in hell, there's definitely not one in heaven. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do it.
And listen to some music. This is my favorite song of the year, which I'm not saying it's the best song of the year by far, but it is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Off of their 2K9 release, It's Blitz. It's the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs with Soft Shock. Here on the Mascot Wedding Show. Ooh, Back.
Oh, home stretch, Mascot Wedding Show. 10 minutes left before we make room for the clear spot, Hot Rock, for your mild to breezy Saturday night.
We just heard the AAS Soft Shock off of their 2009 release, It's Blitz.
Yeah, I'm David.
Hey, and I'm Mac.
I feel like I have to do that for the last time in 2009.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good year, by the way.
Yes, I, for reasons I won't go into, this has been the best and worst year of my life.
Yes, it's been the, it was the happening of years for you. Because it was alternately the best and worst movie ever.
Well, it wasn't the best because it was so bad.
I don't follow.
That'd be a weird way of looking at things.
Right. Yeah, this year was so awfulsome. One of the great things about this year is that, you know, sort of alluded to it earlier, Christmas is also my birthday.
Hey!
Yeah!
Happy birth, Miss Little Davy Jesus.
Thanks. That's, I have no idea how I got called Davy Jesus, but that thing stuck. That's like the only nickname that's ever stuck with me.
What about the other one, Seahound?
Because I'm a chow hound.
That's right.
I love eating at cafeterias. Bit of a chow hound.
Bit of a chow hound.
Yeah, and normally I don't care. I kind of try to divert attention away from my birthday. She looks sick. This was important because this was my 30th birthday. Like, that's a milestone.
That
birthday.
Is.
Yeah.
Adios, 20s. That's big, right. 3-0.
See you in hell, 20s. That's what it feels like.
Now that television show 30-something will be funny to you.
Yes, exactly. As soon as I find it on ION or whatever that channel is, that weird PAX kind of thing. Yeah, and it was kind of funny that, like, you know, I ran into a bunch of friends, old and new friends, this week, and I was hanging out with my brother and hanging out with my family and stuff like that. And so everybody who found out it was my birthday, they're like, oh, happy birthday. So do you feel old? You know, that's just sort of the question that gets asked.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was cute at first. But, Mac, let me tell you something right now.
Lay it on me, DJ.
Do you know what I want for my birthday more than anything else in the world right now?
No.
I want someone to walk on my back, because for the past 3 days, my back has been killing me.
Well, David, I will not give that to you.
No, I hope not. I want some frail, beautiful woman who smells like strawberries.
You know what? I will give you that coupon that Calvin gave me.
Yeah! That's all I wanted. Maybe show's over.
Maybe they will do that.
Drop the mic. No, and so everybody's sort of like, oh, you're feeling old, you know, that sort of thing. But I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to my 30s.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like, I can't speak for anybody else, I feel like my 20s was a trick. Because your early 20s, like, the world is your oyster. You know, you're either like, you're out in the world for the first time. You're either at college, or you got your own job, you got your own place, you've got girls in every town, you just got a credit card, so you're spending money like it's just, like it's water, which is also a currency apparently. When in your early 20s, you answer to nobody. But then in your late 20s, you answer to everybody. Because somewhere along the way, like, your job turns into a career, and you've got to work weekends and stuff. And, like, one of those girlfriends turns into a serious girlfriend, and you got to buy her a ring. And oh, then, yeah. Like, those debt collectors come and want to know why you haven't paid your Visa bill in 2 years and why your brother sounds just like you when they call you, that sort of thing. So I'm kind of really looking forward to my 30s. I feel like this is the decade where I figure out the grift. Like, I've seen the shell game getting played right now, and now I know which shell to pick. I know, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Have you made any sort of, like, mental note or goal or whatever?
Like,
New Year's resolution, or just because you're now 30, you're like, man, time to change this or something.
There's a couple things. A couple I'll keep to myself.
Because I have some
suggestions.
I have some suggestions.
Diction classes.
Dang it. I don't really have any suggestions.
Can't top me. Yeah, just, you know.
It's just going to be a small joke until I fuddled that S. Anyway.
You know, small things like, you know, something as little as like travel more, because I don't travel.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And then there's some goals, you know, some personal goals, some career goals. But here's the thing that kind of bothered me, you know, and it normally doesn't bother me, but.
You said that like that girl in Roadhouse. Bother me. Carrie Ann.
You fired the bartender, Pat. Let's not do that. Apparently 30 is the year that the marriage talk comes in. Because, like, every third joke out of my family's mouth was like, all right, hey, everybody, family pictures, that sort of thing. All right, David, you know, we'll take the sister and her family and the brother and his family. And David, I guess we'll take one by yourself because you're not married. You should get married. And so, like, you know, it was cute at first. And I'm like, hey, I don't care. I don't want to be miserable, that sort of thing. But the funny thing about Houston specifically,
yeah,
is that I was driving along and I started to notice billboards, and like every fourth billboard used a kid in its advertising, or like sort of hammered home this sense of like family and community and, you know, togetherness forever. And I was thinking, what an unendurable hell it must be to be single in Houston, Texas, and be constantly reminded of that. Like, I mean, not that it's a bad thing. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm driving along and you see the billboard for, okay, Children's Hospital. It's got a kid on it. And it's like, you know, this is for the boo-boo's mom you can't fix. And I was like, okay, I understand why that has a kid. Which, by the way, that is the most depressing billboard ever. Like, I don't need to be reminded that some weird, sick, sweaty kid needs help. We don't need to, you don't need to advertise for a children's hospital. People know when to use a children's hospital.
Merry Christmas.
Sitting in the back seat.
From the Mascot Wedding Show.
With a gunshot wound in his stomach.
Some gunshot kid? That's horrible.
Like Reservoir Dogs.
Wait, is he an undercover cop?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's understandable. Then.
Little Reservoir Dogs, I think. Reservoir Pups. Oh, quick aside.
Yeah.
My niece has convinced me that my idea for Little Twilight was a good idea. So mm-hmm. I think I'm going to run with that. I think that's my 2010 project.
Line it right up after Lil Danzig and that's right. your other projects begin with the word Lil.
Lil Danzig. I forgot about that one.
You know what? The irony of that, of course, is Danzig himself is pretty much Lil Danzig.
He's wee. Yeah, exactly. He sleeps on a buttercup. but yeah, like every billboard was like Christmas Village. And there's like a kid looking up to the heavens and like his parents, you know, are hugging him, that sort of thing. And then it was like, come to Copper Creek, you know, the ideal place to live. There's a kid there. So it's just like hammering it home that like you need to have kids in order to be happy. Like, I'm surprised there's not a store in Houston just called Don't Die Alone, like just to put the brand out there.
You know, at the beginning of every year / end of the last one, mm-hmm. I do make a list of like resolutions or goals.
Right.
And then try and follow them. In the past, sometimes I like put them on my wall. Mm-hmm. Just so I have something to look at. But I feel like right now I have zero perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know where anything's going. I don't know where it's been. Like, I completely feel adrift.
You know, I kind of feel that way. Well, you're still in your 20s. That's why. Oh, English. Yeah, I kind of feel in a weird way. This is like a reboot for me. This is like my Batman Begins. Because, like, I don't know. It feels... This is actually one of the first... Or one of the few birthdays that I do feel a change. And I'm kind of curious as to whether or not there is going to be a change. Or if I'm just going to eat more or less. And that's it.
To put it into the Fleming Lips discography metaphor. Mm-hmm. You're entering into the soft Bolton period of your life.
This is.
I just hope you die before Embryonic comes out.
What? I'll make it to at work.
You get a little too weird there.
Well, yeah, I'll just be like the creepy guy who just takes LSD.
I don't know what or how that would translate when Karen O comes and just makes animal noises.
I'd be fine with that.
In your life. Oh, weird.
That'll be a happy 50th birthday to me.
I can tell you one thing that's going to blow up.
What?
2010. It's radio show.
Yeah, no one will be spared in 2010.
That's right, Mascot Wedding Show, 2K10. We're going to put our brains together. That sounds like a good idea, right?
That sounds like something.
Plot out the course for this show.
Yeah.
You, the community, you got to bring it too.
Oh, one of the things we're going
to
do is...
You're going to need to step up in 2010.
I think we might actually finish this show on time this week.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, let's cut it out. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including show archives and information about various night jobs and side gigs, how many times are you going to try that? You may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com for any questions, comments, or recipes. We're on MySpace, I think. We're on Facebook. Build that thing up. Let's build that mascot army.
That's a 2K10 goal. So I'm taking the next 6 days off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to hear to go at the show? Close out the year.
We are leaving this year with Ty Segall from his Lemons album. Yes, his Lemons album. Die Tonight. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
I like how we're trying to close out the show with a dramatic
bang. I know, exactly. Oh. Let's try this again.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Austin.